air guitar part. Hello and welcome to the Fishing Guide Podcast. I'm your host, Brad Weekman, and I am with my special guest today, with Scott Canterbury. He is was BASS Angler of the Year 2 years ago. Is that right?
It is. 2019 Angler of the Year.
Yep. And he's here, and a bunch of us are all here because we're at a event where we're going to have a fishing tournament, and we're going to have a river cleanup. So
awesome.
Environment. So we'll touch on that a little bit about cleaning up and your thoughts on that, what you think people can do to help up the environment.
No, it's great. So. It's great to see everybody clean up, you know, and we do that. Bass has big cleanup days, and, you know, we did them when I was with FLW. It's just it's great to clean up the shorelines of the rivers and lakes, streams, all right. over the country. I mean, it, you know, people obviously leave trash, and, I mean, it just doesn't look good. But picking it all up makes a big difference.
And you travel all across the United States. What place do you think is the cleanest place you've ever fished? Like, man, I've fished here, and this is like, I didn't see any trash.
You know, I mean, there's a lot of places that's really clean.
Yeah.
It's hard to say. Chickamauga's really clean lake. Yeah. It's clean all the way around. Everybody keeps their houses up, the yards up. So that area of the country is really good. But, I mean, it's clean in places up north. You go up north, a lot of places are clean. It's all over the country. I mean, you know, there's certain places that aren't. I mean, we fish three rivers in Pittsburgh and stuff that's just
so those are
awful.
Places.
But, I mean, it's you know, they get so much sewage runoff from streets and rivers and roads. It's just they get a lot of debris in them.
And so we're pointing that out because it shows that almost any place you go, you can go out there and you can clean up. Even the cleanest place, you're
going to
find spots where there's a lot of people. We were down here at Rock Island, and I saw some trash just walking around. We were just down there looking around.
They've got people watching it every day, making sure people don't. So, I mean, you can clean up anywhere. All over the country, it needs to be picked up. It's not hard. We're going to demonstrate a little bit and try to make a difference this week.
That's right. That's good. So, tell us you're going off to the Bassmaster Classic. Tell us a little bit about that.
You know, it's coming up. We actually start practicing next weekend, a week from tomorrow. We start practice, and the tournament is the following week, which is it's unbelievable. I mean, it's the Super Bowl of bass fishing. You know, I fished in it last year. Fished in lots of other championships, but nothing compares to the Bassmasters Classic. When you go across the auditorium and you get on that stage, I mean, there still just sends chills over your body. So it's a special event, and I'm looking forward to it. Super excited about it this year. It's a different time of year. It's got moved back. Yeah. You know, it should have been in the spring, got moved back with the pandemic and COVID and everything, but we're getting it going. It's going to be in June. It's going to be the first one in a long time in the summertime, so it's going to be interesting. It's going to be fun. It's going to change things up, and it's really a change of pace, things to get going, and we get back on the regular tour again. After that, we still got more tournaments coming up.
Wow. Do you think you're a good summertime fisherman? Because that's basically what you're fishing, right? Deeper water?
Yeah, I mean, I like summertime fishing. You know, I've actually had good events in the wintertime, springtime, summertime, but I've had some bad events throughout those too. You know, the year that you really put everything together, the year that I won Angler of the Year, I had great events all the way throughout the year.
Right.
But, yeah, I mean, there's guys that excel in the summertime. You know, the Forest Wood Cup was in the summertime all the time.
Yep.
I got 2 second-place finishes in it, so it was really dead of summer, late summer, and it made a big difference. And there were certain guys that really excel that time of year. But I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be fun. We're going out to Ray Roberts in Houston, Texas. Nobody in this tournament, hardly. There's a few local guys that sort of got in it through the opens, and some guys from Texas are in it. But not much history on this lake as far as big bass tournaments. And it's got a lot of really, really big fish in it. I've watched some of the Texas team trail tournaments and stuff, and they catch giants. I don't know if it's got, like, huge numbers of fish, but they got a lot of really big fish in it. Going in June, it's going to be exciting. I don't know what to expect yet. The lake just came up, like, 4 feet in the last 2 weeks with all the rain they had, so it could be shallow. It could be deep. I mean, it could be anywhere in between, and we'll have to figure it out and put all the pieces of the puzzle together when we get there.
Right. So that'll be a challenge for sure, won't it?
Oh, yeah, it's always a challenge, but that's what I like. I like the challenge. I like trying to figure out lakes and trying to figure out. You know, this is a tournament that you know, a lot of tournaments we go in and you want to be consistent and you just want to do really good as you can. But this is one that you just shoot for the win. I mean, you got to go for the gold. You know, it's not first or nothing. It pays good throughout the field, but definitely nobody's going to know. Nobody's going to know who finished second or third 3 or 4 years down the line.
Right, exactly. So tell them we're back there and we're at EJ's house, Eric Jackson's house, and you were getting ready to pack up some stuff for this tournament that's going to happen tomorrow. And you were going through this and you're going through that and you're going through this and you're going through that. And everything seemed to have your name on. Eric kind of thought that it should have Jackson on it.
Yeah,
And I think he was confused.
Yeah, you know,
I've
been really fortunate, really blessed over the years. I've had a good career, but I've been with Dirty Jigs longer than I've been with anybody else. They were with me before I ever made it pro, and I've worked with them a lot on a lot of baits. We designed some jigs, Scott Canterbury flipping jig, and then we got a compact flipping jig. And then we had a shaky head, Scott Canterbury shaky head. But we've got the Scott Canterbury Pro Buzz. That played a part in both of my second-place finishes, you know, in the Forest Wood Cup. I've won a lot of money on that. I've been really, really fortunate to work with him and other good companies. I mean, American Bait Works with Halo Rods.
Uh-huh.
A couple of years ago, we started designing a Signature Series line of rods, and I've got Eric grabbed my rod, and he said, man, it's got your name on it. I said, yeah, up here too, you know. Canterbury Signature Series rods has been great. They've really kicked off the last, in the last year, they've really picked up sales. They're just gaining momentum every day. People are ordering them, and people are really liking them. I mean, we made them at a cost point that everybody can afford, and I've got rods that, you know, I just brought 2 6-10 rods with a little short handle on them. They're perfect for kayak fishing. Kayak guys really love that rod. So I brought two of them, and we're going to have fun with them this week.
You better make sure, like, Eric doesn't go over there and kind of slip one off.
That's all right. I'll let him have one.
I don't think he'd use one. He's got enough of his own.
He's got plenty of his own.
That's right. So we talk about having a Signature Series stuff, and of course we're kidding about it, but there's a lot of high school kids that watch and listen to the podcast, and they want to know, you know, like how did they get that, you win a jackpot tournament on your local lake and they need to have a signature jig.
Yeah, it's a lot of work. I mean, you know, there's a lot of guys. Back before I got with Dirty Jigs, I poured my own jigs and tied them. There's a lot of guys that start out doing that, and they, you know, they build a jig company, and it's theirs or whatever. But getting a signature bait out with a company out there, I mean, it's a lot of work, but it's a long process as well. I mean, it's nothing that's going to happen overnight. It's a lot of success getting your name out, getting your exposure out, and then working with a company as Dirty Jigs and, you know, and building a bait that really designs the – that really is designed for the way that you fish, you know, the way that you like to fish and the techniques that you like. And I've been really fortunate, you know. You're talking about high school fishermen. I got to working with Halo, with Justin and Walt and the guys at Halo Rods. And, you know, we were going to build a signature series of rods. And I was using a titanium rods at the time. And I used a lot of them the year that I won Angler of the Year, mixed in with mine, and I still do. But, you know, they said, man, what kind of rod do you want to build or what price point do you want to do? We'll do a, you know, the titanium is our high-end rods. They're $289 or whatever. And, you know, we could do a $300 rod or we could do a $100 rod. And a $100 rod, you're going to get it in more people's hands. You're going to be able to get to the high school fishermen and the college kids that really can't afford to go out and spend $300 or $400 on a rod. So, you know, we built a $129 rod, and I've been using it for, you know, 3 years on tour. Never had any problems with them. You know, if I can use it on tour and put it through the punishment that I do, I know it's good for the weekend anglers, the guys that just get to go every once in a while, you know, the tournament, and all the way up to the tournament fishermen like myself. So, you know, we stuck with that $129 price line, and it's been working really good.
Wow. Pretty amazing stuff there. So let's talk about this this little event coming up. You're a river fisherman, right?
Yeah, I mean,
you love fishing.
I love fishing.
You think
fishing
that's going to play to your advantage? You think you have an edge over all
you
these
know,
others?
I mean, I'm sure Eric's going to have a little bit of an advantage, seeing how it's a mile and a half from his house or wherever. But, you know, I think I'll be able to hold my own. I'm looking forward to it. You know, I've always enjoyed getting out and fishing out of a kayak. And I fished a lot of, you know, private lakes and big lakes in a kayak. I've even taken my kayak to the beach and got out and trolled off the back of it at the beach with my daughter on there, too. Both of us on the same Coosa HD and her trolling. But I really enjoy if you can get away and get into some streams, get to where big bass boats can't go, and you do that in a kayak. That's what I enjoy doing in a kayak more than anything.
What do you think's the key to success to catching fish on a stream or even a river or pond? What's the key when you're is it bait selection or is it your line size? Is your rod reel? What,
you know, I mean, it's, you know, obviously there's a couple of things that are always advantageous in bass fishing. Presentation and location are the biggest two things there is. Location of where the fish are at and then being able to present your bait to them is the biggest two keys in catching fish, whether you're in a bass boat or you're in a kayak or you're fishing off the shore. It doesn't matter if you know where they're at and you can present your bait to them. So making good accurate cast is a big deal, but you know, who, you know, we're gonna have to land them too. I mean, landing fish in a kayak's a little more difficult than in a bass boat when you're netting them and stuff. So there's a little bit of challenges that come along with it, but I really enjoy it. You know, staying upright's another thing. Eric tells me we got some rapids and stuff we're going to be going through. So I've had problems before. Just, you know, I remember when I first started, I was flipping over pretty regular. But, you know, I don't know about the rapids part. You know, if we go through some rapids, staying upright and keeping your rod.
He said, don't worry, they're just class five.
Yeah, just don't worry. He said, you could close your eyes, never touch the water, and you go right through it. He said, yeah, but. Yeah. I want to be able to keep my rods. I know that a couple of my buddies came up and fished with him and flipped over and lost some rod and reels. And even the Forest Wood Cup champion Brad Knight lost a rod and reel down there doing that, flipped over and slid down rocks for 50 yards. He told me all about it. So I'm sure it's the same place that we're going.
Yeah, I'm sure there's a little home field advantage right there.
There's some home field advantage, and there's some advantages when you're the world three-time or two-time world champion kayaker too. So I mean, you know, keeping up with him's not going to be an issue. I'm not going to even try to keep up with him as far as paddling on the water. We just got to keep up with him as far as putting inches in the kayak.
Yeah, and we know what, we should have the trophy. What happened to the trophy? It should be sitting here. Trophy, big trophy.
I saw a picture of it. It's pretty cool. Yeah.
Yeah, it's big. It's huge. It would look perfect right next to your AOY trophy, like right there and there.
It would look good there. That's right. You know, I'm looking forward to hopefully hoisting that one high.
You know, the deal is Fat Tire Beer is putting it on.
Right.
And they believe in conservation, and they're really pushing towards teaching people about cleaning up and stuff. So that's
awesome. Yeah,
that's part of the reason why part of the tournament is you guys are going to clean up. So people cleaning up, people fishing, people enjoying adult beverages.
I think we get a bag of trash and we get an extra 12 inches or so. I don't even know what it is.
I think
is.
It's eight, but I see that you're smart enough.
As long as everybody gets the same thing, it doesn't matter.
You're pretty smart that you're going to take four more inches.
Yeah, we got to get as many as we can. What, you know?
So what do you think about inches instead of pounds? What do you think about that, where the tournament is done?
That's really interesting. You know, I haven't fished any kayak tournaments, but that's the way all of them are done, you know.
Right.
You know, it's interesting. You know, takes a lot out as far as here we're all going to be fishing the same area.
Right.
But, you know, a lot of lakes we go to, you might fish 50 miles downstream in the, you know, it's a bigger, a more open water, cooler water, and the fish are fatter and healthier than if you go up in the river, they might be skinny and stuff. Here it doesn't matter. We're just all fishing the same area. So, whatever, it doesn't matter. I mean, it's still bass fishing. Whoever can put the biggest ones in the boat's going to win that. Going to get to hoist the trophy.
That's right. Hey, that takes us to Tackle Time. And Tackle Time, of course, we are sponsored by Pico Lures. We're happy to have them as a sponsor. They have everything you need to catch game fish on, everything from jig heads to crankbaits to you name it, topwaters. They got them. So you can check out all their products at picolures.com. And our other sponsor is Smith Products, and they make, like, hook sharpeners. This is honing oil right here. And they make, Mr. Crappie you know, scissors, all that whole line of crappie stuff. And I know you like to crappie fish. So you probably have seen like some of Mr. Crappie Scissors.
I have. I love crappie fishing. I mean, that's one thing. You know, when I get away from bass fishing, I love to catch some crappie. Yep. I like to eat crappie, so we don't eat any bass, but I like to eat crappie.
Yep. So if you want to check out more about Smith Products, make sure you go to their website at smithproducts.com. Okay. What's your prediction for this event coming up at the Classic? We won't talk about – we're not going to talk about this kayak, this little thing. We want to talk about the big show. And tell us – what song are you going to have playing? Or is that just hush hush secret?
Yeah, we're going to keep that. We're going to keep the song. Oh,
tell us the
right
genre.
Make people watch it.
Is it country? Is it jazz? Is it opera?
We've got an uplifting song. It's going to be exciting that my wife helped me pick out. But, you know, prediction for the Classic, you know, we don't have any history there, so it's going to be interesting. But I know that it's got a lot of really big ones in it. The TTBC, Matt Herron won it there in May 1 year, and the weights weren't great.
Right.
They didn't catch a whole lot of big ones. But, I mean, I think it's being the Classic, somebody's going to figure them out and put it together. So, I mean, you're going to have 20 pounds a day. And that would be 60 because we're only fishing 3 days. But somebody could catch a really, really big bag one day because that lake's got so many 10-pounders in it and 12-pounders in it.
Right.
I was thinking, you know, in the mid to upper 60s is what it would take. Now, me saying that, I don't have any really knowledge of it. Like if we were going to Logan Martin or if we were going to Champlain, places that we go all the time, I can tell you a really close prediction.
Right.
I'm just going to be shooting for over 20 a day no matter what.
I think you get over 20 a day, you can you'll be fishing the third day.
Right.
For sure.
And then you got a chance because, I mean, I've watched TTB or the Texas Team Trail tournaments there where – I mean, I think a guy won one of them with four fish that weighed like 32 pounds. He didn't catch his fifth
one.
Wow. It's got really big ones in it. And every one of them that I watched, there was a 10.5 to 11 and a quarter to win big fish. Now, all of those tournaments are in the spring, like when we were supposed to have the Classic there. So it's going to be really fun. It's going to be exciting. Any cast can be a fish of a lifetime. Yep. And that one fish of a lifetime can change your tournament around, and it could be the tournament of a lifetime that could change your life.
Yep, exactly. Thanks, Scott. Hey, make sure you keep your hook sharp and your lures in the water. Nice.